Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 9th. Happy Resurrection Day. We are in a fun section of scripture in 1 Kings today, chapter 18, verses 30 through 39. This is where Elijah comes up against the prophets of Baal. And you know who wins in that battle. Then we'll move over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, where we see Jesus coming into Jerusalem, the triumphal entry. And this is what we celebrate on Palm Sunday, which is coming up in just a few weeks. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs, chapter 9, where we'll be reminded that if we are wise, we will be open to correction. And if we are a wise person trying to give advice from God's word, we should be careful about who we give it to. The memory verse for this week is from Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. It says this, Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Let me say it for us again. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And so today, Lord, as we open your word together, we depend upon it for our sustenance. The passage I'm about to read in 1 Kings is called the Mountaintop Showdown. In the Student Study Bible. Do you remember the story? Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal to a contest. And he says, here are two oxen. You make an altar and you cry out to Baal all day long. And then see if Baal will consume your gift. And then he said, I'm going to call on the name of my God and see if the Lord will answer by fire. And we see what happens in the verses that I read. And just to let you know, this week I'm reading in the New American Standard Bible. Then Elijah said to the people, "Come near to me." So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." So with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 measures of seed. Then he arranged the wood and cut the ox in pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, "Fill 4 pitchers with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood." And he said, "Do it a second time." And they did it a second time. And he said, "Do it a third time." And they did it a third time. The water flowed around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. At the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Elijah's prayer is just an earnest prayer to the Lord to answer him and to show himself powerful and to turn the hearts of the people back again. And Lord, we pray in those situations in our lives where there are friends or family who do not see you clearly, that you would make a way for them to see that you are God and that their hearts might be turned back to you. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11 is the triumphal entry. When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their coats on them, and he sat on the coats. Most of the crowd spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. The crowds going ahead of him and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." On Palm Sunday, we reenact this triumphal entry. We have someone hold the Christ candle, which is decorated, and they process from the back of the sanctuary or the back of the gym to the front, and the candle is lit to represent Christ's light, his power, his provision. And then we have the kids wave palm branches in the sanctuary, in the aisles, and then sometimes we have them bring them up to the front. It's just this wonderful celebration. Usually we are singing a song that says the very words that the people were saying here. "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," or "Hosanna in the highest." In the Proverbs today, we're in chapter 9, verses 7 and 8. "He who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself, and he who reproves a wicked man gets insults for himself. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let's say the scripture memory verse together before we close. Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Matthew 4:4. Today I want to end the podcast by reading the Sunday morning prayer from the Diary of Private Prayer. "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O Lord Most High. O God, I ask for your blessing on this day of rest and refreshment. Let me rejoice today in your worship and be glad as I sing your praise. Do not let me concentrate today on the refreshment of my body rather than my spirit. Let my spirit be refreshed today as well as my body. Give me grace to gather myself together and center my heart on you. Help me to step aside for a little while from the busyness of life and think about its meaning and its end. Today, may Jesus Christ be the companion of my thoughts so that his divine humanity may take deeper root within my soul. May he be in me and I in him, just as you, Father, were in him, and through him may be in me, and so I may rest in you. I pray, O God, for all those who are seeking you earnestly today, and for every group of men and women who are meeting together to praise and magnify your name. Whatever their way of worship, I ask you, in your love, to accept their sincere offering of prayers and praise, and lead them into life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.